Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Ananta.
Hello, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about this. We're talking about guided tours. And the reason why is because Globus had a survey out saying that more people are enjoying guided tours, particularly Gen Xers and the younger groups, which kind of they're the ones that kind of want to do the do-it-yourselfers, don't you find?
Yes, absolutely. But I think what they're finding is that they're finding it appealing. They're finding it that it cites a desire for cultural connections, access to historic, iconic landmarks, and key motivations. Like, it's sometimes nice to go on a guided tour and skip the line. Like, you can just go past all those other individuals that are just waiting to get in. You know, this year, a lot of people visited Rome, the Vatican, and that was definitely a highlight in some of my feedback from guests that have gone. They like the advantage of the convenience that it offers. And the survey highlights that travelers are drawn to tours because all the logistics are handled. It's well-designed, it's a balanced itinerary, and it takes the guesswork out of travel. And sometimes when you're an independent traveler, which is as good as, you know, how you want to make it, it's sometimes nice to be told what you're looking at and why you're looking at it, right? Mm. And it kind of takes away the burden of planning or booking because somebody else is doing it. And it gives you a guided tour, gives you the best of both worlds, structure and flexibility. And the survey found that 60% of respondents value a good balance of free time and included activities on guided tours. And this allows people to experience curated highlights while enjoying the autonomy to explore on their own terms. And it's not always an easy balance when you're piercing together your itinerary independently. Mm-hmm. And I could attest to this because I remember one time going to India and having the opportunity with the tour company I went with, having access to different sites like the Taj Mahal before the crowds came in. And it was a wonderful opportunity because crowds are sometimes are a little bit distracting. They take away from the enjoyment and just the moment of being there. So I think it's a good way to look at it. You want to experience unique experiences that kind of go beyond the ordinary. And guided tours often unlock access to places otherwise off limits. Mm-hmm. Discovering hidden gems or having surprises are fun because they have, I'm going to say, the buying power to get behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Are difficult to arrange without insider knowledge. So it also says that the survey says that 55% of the respondents consider small group tours the most attractive touring style. So smaller groups can also foster a sense of camaraderie as well as facilitate richer cultural exchanges and just overall experience for family and friends traveling together. So that brings up a good point that it doesn't have to be just a group of random people. A lot of travel is multi-generational or just small groups with your friends and family. So that's kind of fun as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there are a lot of guided tours, a lot of different types of guided tours. We've talked about walking tours, which I really, really enjoy. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, If It's Tuesday, This Must Be Belgium. It's an old movie, but it's quite funny. And it's all about being on this big bus tour. And I think tour companies have really stepped up their game because, you know, it used to be sort of the stereotype that you're herded like cattle around to all these sites. And it's not like that anymore. There is a lot of free time and you do get to enjoy things on your own as well as take advantage of having a guide with you.
Well, that's it. That's it exactly. And choosing between a guided tour and a self-planned itinerary depends on your group's preference and priorities and travel style. So guided tours, as the survey sh shares, it shouldn't be viewed as a niche choice. They can present, their expertise, their convenience, their unique access, as we talked about. And as you say, the flexibility and the personalization. So I think a lot of travelers do opt for that hybrid approach. They combine guided tours in complex destinations and then independent exploration elsewhere. So it's just what works for you. And also, it could be as simple as a hop on, hop off tour just to get your orientation of the place where you're at. And then you can go and do your own thing. I have guests that really enjoy taking advantage of sometimes local destinations have guides that do it for free, and then you just pay them a tip based on how you feel that the tour went and how much you learned and whatever. But I think the most important thing is that you're out there, you're exploring, and you're creating memories. If you're a solo traveler with a partner or with a group, it's all about exploring the destination and learning about the destination.
And you read about the hop on, hop off. I like those too. Those and walking tours I really enjoy. And yeah, especially if in a destination where you've never been before, maybe there might be even a language barrier or something like that. It really helps to be part of a guided tour rather than doing it on your own.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's there's the best of both worlds. So it's basically the choice is yours. And also, planning your own itinerary, whether it's for your family or your group or a group of friends, it's still highly appealing. It lets you choose your pace. You can select your destinations and tailor experiences to everybody's interests. It can also be more budget friendly and also allows greater spontaneity. But particularly those who relish having that control. There's some of us out there.
Yes, there is. I've met a few.
I can attest to that. Should be my partner, probably. It's also good. Like, I learned this from a neighbor I had a long time ago. She goes, "Well, always choose a different way home. Like venture off the beaten path. Like, just if you see a road that kind of looks interesting, why not go down it?"
Exactly.
Yes.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. You can even book a guided tour with Onanta if you wish.
Absolutely.
Good stuff, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you.